According to the National Retail Federation, retailers are expected to hire as many as 650,000 workers this holiday season. Amazon alone is hiring 100,000 at least $15 an hour. FedEx is adding 55,000 at $14. The Gap is hiring 64,000, and part-timers get a 50% discount. It seems they're doing anything to lure in workers when there aren't a lot available. People have jobs. The unemployment rate is so low. Ali Velshi is an MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Robin.
And give us more of a thumbnail of this season compared to past.
It's probably a good season for people looking for this temporary work, which is a big deal, by the way, because a lot of people get hired in this season. So First of all, we're looking for holiday sales to jump almost 5% from 2017, which is really good. And there are, we have a very low unemployment rate. We are what you call full employment. So there's more money that's going to be spent. There's more of that business up for grabs for some companies because some companies have gone out of business. It's a good time to get hired. It's also a good time to buy because a number of these companies are offering better deals for people who are shopping, more, faster shipping, lower prices, things like that. So all in all, if you're a buyer or you are looking for work this holiday season, it's looking pretty good.
Well, we're hearing that $15 an hour that Amazon's offering might be the average, and that's a 32% increase over last year.
It's huge.
Yeah, we just heard Jeremy speaking with Alan Greenspan, former Fed chair, about how this is a job seeker's market. But when you're going for these part-time jobs, can you go in and say, oh, yeah, make it 17? I mean,
No. But the fact that Target had trouble hiring people meant that they raised their wages some time ago. Then Walmart followed on that, and then Amazon did. And they all sort of say that it's part of this movement to raise minimum wage. But the fact is, it's all market driven. They're actually having trouble and they're losing workers to each other. So, no, the individual worker can't demand more, but the individual worker is A, likely to get more than they would have a year ago, and B, likely to have options so they can go from one employer to the other and compare offers and possibly do better. So, generally speaking, a good thing.
Right. Because wages aren't moving in full-time jobs, a lot of people will be going for part-time to add to their full-time. And I just want to give a shout-out to UPS, which is giving the same benefit it gives to its regular workers. A part-time worker at UPS at most locations can get that $25,000 in education assistance, even part-timers.
So, look, the part-time gig is a side hustle for a lot of people, right? We talk about being at low unemployment, but the fact is a number of people work two jobs to make the same money. Wages have been stagnant. They've started to increase in the last few years since about 2015, but inflation has also gone up. So all things being equal, the median income earner in America is not earning more than they were before the recession. But we are seeing an uptick in wages at the lower end and for part-time workers. And remember, those people also spend money, so that should be stimulative to the economy.
And we just want to say what we know you would want us to say, Ali Velshi, that even though we have a 50-year unemployment low, and we've got this robust economy, what goes up must come down. Inflation is a robust economy's friend, so it's also a time to save.
That is exactly right. And you can actually get a little bit for your savings now, so that's good.
Good. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.